Set in the summer of 1957, with Enzo Ferrari's auto empire in crisis, the ex-racer-turned-entrepreneur pushes himself and his drivers to the edge as they launch into the Mille Miglia, a treacherous 1,000-mile race across Italy. I have to say, that synopsis is a little bit lacking in what this film really was about. This was more of almost a biopic of Enzo Ferrari himself, who was played by Adam Driver. This film had an estimated budget of $110 million, while only grossing $14.5 million since its opening weekend, December 31st, 2023, making for what a lot of people are calling a flop for this film. Having said that, is Ferrari a flop for a reason, or is it just because something doesn't ring true for the fans with it? The film also stars Shailene Woodley as Lena Lardy, his mistress, who he has a child with, and Penelope Cruz as Laura Ferrari. This film is based on a true story. The child that Enzo had with his wife died really young of a childhood illness. While that was going on, he had a mistress who also bore him a child, a boy. That was a bone of contention in the film, of course. Enzo was played by Adam Driver, and I really would say this is one of his career-defining moments for him. They used makeup to make him look much older. I think he really sunk into this role and took it seriously. You start to feel like he really was Enzo Ferrari. This film was about the early days of Ferrari, where they were struggling a little bit financially. When I say struggling, he still had millions of dollars. He had a chateau and he had multiple houses and he was keeping up with a mistress and they had hundreds of cars just to do the races with. He was still loaded, but they were having problems funding their operation and they needed to win these races in order to keep money rolling in. And at the time, they were selling the sports cars for racing only. It wasn't open to the general public, so it really hit them financially if there was any issues. That was one of the reasons I was pushing them to be the fastest that they could be and keep pushing their drivers to be the fastest and to win these races. As the film progresses, his wife ends up finding out that Enzo has a baby with a mistress. She starts being a thorn in his side. She was handling all his finances. He had to make a deal with her to bankroll one of these last races that they had to do. Anyway, what she decided to do, she was used to him cheating on her, and what she wanted out of him was for him to never attach the name Ferrari to his child with the mistress. As long as she is alive, that was one of her stipulations. There was terrific cinematography all over the country, which I assume was Italy. Just beautiful scenery with these dangerous looking Ferrari cars that had no protection over the top of them. Because of that, there were a few accidents. There was an aspiring driver who was really persistent in trying to get Enzo's attention to be a driver. And he came to one of the qualifying races and he's like, I don't have any positions for you. You've come at the wrong time. There's no openings. Then the driver who was test driving the car ends up crashing and getting killed. He goes, you start Monday. That's how cutthroat this thing was. And in that final race, he had 5 Ferraris entered. I'm entering spoiler territory. But in that final race, I think he had 5 Ferrari entered into the race, I guess in the hopes that one of them would win. If one breaks down, the others could continue. But there was a graphic accident where one of the Ferraris got air on a punctured tire, ended up rolling through the crowd and killing a bunch of people, innocent bystanders and some children. I know they were going for, I guess, realism to really kind of send it home, but they were showing body parts all over the place. Really graphic imagery of the result of that accident. That one accident really could have bankrupted the company. Enzo ends up going to the crash scene and witnessing it for himself. You don't find out until the credits roll that Ferrari was cleared of any wrongdoing. I guess they figured out that a tire hit an object on the street, which caused the accident. Then as the credits roll, you kind of find out what happened in the rest of Enzo's life and that his wife, played by Penelope Cruz, had passed passed away. After many years, I guess, his son ends up taking over in charge of Ferrari and still is in a high position at Ferrari. It was very interesting. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the acting. I thought it was top notch. They had the right actors for this. Adam Driver always plays good parts. I would have said this might be his best role. He's been in several other films. He was really good in Star Wars. He was great in that film, The Marriage Story, which was kind of a downer, but he really does immerse himself in his roles. If nothing else, for that reason alone, it's worth seeing Ferrari. Even though it's turning out, it's probably going to be a major flop for the studio. I enjoyed Ferrari and I would give it 4 stars.